It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on why we don't want to repeat the story of San Bernardino here in Sausalito. San Bernardino has, or is in the process of filing municipal bankruptcy, following behind the cities of Vallejo and Stockton. The common thread in the stories of the three cities is that the causes of the financial stress were actions taken many years earlier. No one wants to take responsibility for the messes, and the citizens of these towns are clearly in shock. Could the same thing happen here in Sausalito? I will review why I think many of the same elements are present here, and at the end of the show, I will suggest what can be done to stave off a crisis. Vallejo, Stockton, and San Bernardino all incurred major liabilities that eventually overwhelmed their ability to pay the costs, forcing them into taking the dire action of filing bankruptcy. The biggest liabilities are employee pensions, but to date, no city has attempted to reduce these large liabilities. However, Vallejo and Stockton are cutting retiree health care benefits. The California Public Employees Retirement System has reportedly threatened to sue these cities if they attempt to cut benefits for existing employees. Such a threat is particularly ironic with respect to the city of Stockton. In 2007, Stockton borrowed some $120 million and gave the money to CalPERS to reduce the city's unfunded pension liability. The very next year, CalPERS suffered losses in the Stockton account of roughly the same $120 million. The net result was that the Stockton still had the large unfunded pension liability, but also the $120 million in debt. That's a double whammy. By the way, the law is not clear as to whether a municipality in bankruptcy can reduce pension benefits for existing employees. One city in Rhode Island was able to do so, but the issue will no doubt be hotly contested over the next few years as more cities find themselves out of money. You may have heard on the news that the mayor of Scranton, Pennsylvania, has been paying municipal employees the minimum wage. He has responded to the outcries and threats of lawsuits with a simple statement: we are out of money. For all of these cities, the chickens have come home to roost after years of politicians pushing hard issues down the road. Could the same thing happen here in Sausalito? Well, first, some good news. One common element of the three cities in bankruptcy is declining home values in their areas, and thus reduced property tax revenue. Sausalito's home values have declined, but nothing like most of the rest of the state. The only caution is that we recently approved the allocation of nearly half of our property tax revenue to the Southern Marin Fire District. So are there any surprises lurking down the road for the Sausalito city budget? Pension costs for the remaining municipal employees are already projected to increase substantially over the next 3 to 5 years. While the annexation of the fire department has capped, for the city at least, the future exposure for firefighter pensions, the city is still on the hook for any increased liability for pensions accrued up to June 30th of this year. Retiree health care costs are not funded up front, but paid on an as-needed annual basis. As more employees retire, these health care costs will increase, and no money has yet been set aside to fund these costs. The costs of the bonds to fund the construction of the public safety buildings increases 5.5% annually, reaching a level of $2.4 million in the final year. Why aren't you aware of these exposures? Because Sausalito, like most cities, only projects a year or two into the future. Is that adequate? Ask the politicians in Vallejo, Stockton, and now San Bernardino, who claim they never saw the financial crisis coming. We need at least a 10-year projection with all assumptions clearly stated. If you have enough advance notice, you can address problems before they become crises compelling bankruptcy. So what can you do? For today, demand the city council order a 10-year projection of the city budget and create a citizens committee to review the projection and prepare a report to the council on their findings. For tomorrow, examine each candidate for the city council elections in November and don't vote for any airheads. We need smart people on the council going into 2013. A candidate might be a nice person, but that alone is not reason to vote for them. Don't San Bernardino Sausalito. Let's be looking now for the problems that could grow to bite us and address them while there's still time. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.